U.S. forces have effectively isolated Baghdad. Troops are now guarding most of the main highways leading in and out of the Iraqi capital. Elsewhere, British troops made their deepest push yet into the southern city of Basra, and an apparent friendly fire accident struck Kurdish fighters in the north. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
Baghdad is a sprawling city, covering some 800 square miles. The U.S. has neither the troops nor the desire to station soldiers every few yards around the capital, but Vice Chairman Peter Pace of the Joint Chiefs of Staff says U.S. forces do control key roads and can keep Iraqi soldiers and their leaders from moving in or out.
To say that you have an impenetrable cordon around the city would be a misstatement. It is certainly true that we have huge amounts of combat power. So if it moves on the ground and it takes aggressive action, it's going to get killed.
Pace told ABC there will likely be more armored movements into Baghdad, like one yesterday in which a convoy of tanks rolled through the southwestern quarter of the city.
The military commanders will slowly but surely take on various parts of the city, go in and clean it out, and make it safe for the Iraqi civilians who want to live there.
For the last 2 weeks, British forces have used similar tactics in the southern city of Basra. Today, British troops made their deepest push into that city, setting up checkpoints and a base within Basra for the first time. A British spokesman says the troops encountered only light resistance. At U.S. Central Command, Brigadier General Vincent Brooks said resistance seems to be waning in other cities as well.
There have been some encounters with regime forces in these areas, but the number of encounters have gone down appreciably while the support from the population is increasing.
Brooks says organized opposition from the Iraqi military is also weakening. He estimates that U.S. forces killed on the order of 2,000 Iraqi soldiers yesterday during their three-hour swing through a corner of Baghdad.
In virtually every engagement that we have, it's very one-sided. In some cases, we take a few wounded. In some cases, we have one or two killed. But in all cases, we inflict a considerable amount of destruction on whatever force comes into contact with us.
American forces have accidentally inflicted considerable destruction on their own comrades. Special Operations Forces and Kurdish guerrillas fighting together in northern Iraq were accidentally fired on today by U.S. warplanes. Kurdish officials say at least 18 people were killed. A preliminary statement from Central Command put the death toll much lower. A convoy carrying Russian diplomats away from Baghdad also came under fire today, and several people were injured. Central Command says an initial review found no U.S. forces operating in the area. But Brooks says the attack on the convoy is under investigation.
We were aware of them leaving Iraq and had an anticipation of how they might move. We wanted to ensure we were providing as much protection as we could.
Even as fighting continues, the U.S. is preparing to talk about a post-war government. Deputy Defense Secretary Paul Wolfowitz says it took just 6 months to build an autonomous government in northern Iraq after the first Gulf War a dozen years ago. But Wolfowitz told Fox News it will take longer to create a new government for the whole country this time.
It's going to depend a lot on how people are able to come out from inside the country to express themselves, how able Iraqis are to come together. In a functioning democracy like ours, people come together after all the debate and division. The Iraqis need to be able to do the same thing, and when they reach that point, we'll move forward.
The newly renamed Baghdad International Airport is once again in limited use after being taken over by U.S. forces on Friday. The first military plane landed at the airport about an hour after sundown tonight. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.